Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome you, and especially you, to this episode of Infotainment. For those of you across the pond in Germany, France, Spain, England, and all the rest that have downloaded frequently and infrequently. And for those of you in the U.S., Infotainment is the 2019 winner of the Comedy Podcasting Award, Peabody Award. Not that Peabody, you don't know him, but welcome to one and all. Well, where should I start? We have been gone for a while, took a week and went out to Colorado with my sister. I wish I would have recorded some stuff while I was away. It was my first opportunity to stay at a hostel, which is a unique experience, at least this one was, in Colorado Springs on North Nevada Avenue. I forget the exact name of it, but there were some chemicals being used at this, but it offers a unique experience from the usual motel, continental breakfast, and at the Drury Inn, they offer an evening thing. And I believe that was chicken fingers or chicken tenders. At the hostel, they had a bonfire and made s'mores, which was cool. And in the morning, they had the griddle going, and we had pancakes. You wash your own silverware, and for those that stay long, they can store food in the communal fridge. And there isn't a TV in the room. You have to go to the lounge area. It was very unique. Hung out around the fire, around some 20-somethings. Felt a little out of place, but got over it. They were all very friendly there at the Colorado Adventure Hostel, I believe it was. Surrounded by a store called Best Buds. B-U-D-Z, was kind of a creepy building. It was definitely shut up, and the lawn was overgrown, and a chain across the walkway to that store. And then there was a medicinal weed place on the other side, which you had a card for. For those of you who think that you're going to Colorado and see marijuana dispensaries, recreational and medicinal, everywhere, are to be saddened by the fact that you'll see more CBD in vape shops than anything else. I guess you got to go to certain areas where the dispensaries must be. But in some areas, they do require a medical card. I think I saw like one dispensary, but we never stopped there. I did try some CBD stuff out in one remote area of Colorado. it was an interesting store. He gave me a little bit of it. Well, where do you have pain? No, sometimes I have knee pain, and he scraped a little bit of this stuff. It's not like a lotion or anything. It was more kind of pasty, but our attempts to get down to Colorado were pretty adventurous. After we went through, I'm going to be posting some pics, and if I can get my Infotainment page to cooperate, maybe a video of our ascent to the visitor center atop Pike's Peak, 14,000 some feet up. And at times, riding the Cograil Express train up to Pike's Peak, it seems like you're in an airplane lifting off because of the angle of the ascent and the tree line. It almost felt like we were on a plane, and you could hear your ears popping. Heard that more on the way down, but and there was actually a house on the ascent. He does something with the tracker, works for that, but his driveway is 60 miles long. Unbelievable. You talk about your remote living. Well, you get to see a train go up and down the Pike's Peak every day. Might be your only associate. I don't know what you do for, like, I guess satellite dish is your only option there. If I don't know. You got to have a big freezer or something in the wintertime. Stock up on those groceries. But they have a nice visitor center there at the top, and you can overlook Colorado Springs. It is truly an amazing, diverse area, Colorado. It's almost like flat, like Minnesota. But you didn't see a lot of corn or bean fields like we do here. But our ride into Estes Park is very beautiful on Highway 34. We almost stopped at, well, we were caught up in the Stanley Hotel, almost going to pay for parking there, but I wish we would have stopped and ate there. But I guess there is a lounge there where you can see the movie Shining playing. Area where you can see the movie Shining playing 24 hours a day. But kind of like, is it TNT or whatever that runs Home Alone? Not Home Alone, but the one with Darren McGavin and the guy, the kid who, what is he? He wants a BB gun for Christmas. I can't think of the title of it right now, of course. But on our way there, we went through the Badlands, got a picture of a bighorn goat. Well, his ass mainly. He was headed up the mountain. I didn't have the... all I have at this time is a smartphone camera. And when somebody designs a way for people to actually see their screen in sunlight for taking pictures, and my big fingers not touching other controls, it is very difficult. I need to maybe check into Nikon or Sony or Panasonic or something for a SLR with some different lenses, and that would work for maybe streaming, but... Rapid City, we stayed at Rapid City, South Dakota. And at that time, well, after leaving the Badlands, that's where the goat was. We rode through the park there, the Badlands Park. And after that, the air conditioning went out on that. And the first people we asked about it, they said, "Oh, you got a radiator leak." Of course, we looked at it and said, "Feel the heat off the engine." Well, yeah, your engine is going to be warm. But we sort of disregarded that because we really didn't see a leak or a gauge spike like it was going to overheat. And then we ran in at the first motel in Rapid City. We ran into the Banditos Motorcycle Club. Nice group of guys. They were the ones that said that we probably had alternator problems. But, we limped the Jeep Liberty we were driving in down to Fort Collins, Colorado. And thanks to the clerk that suggested, we never did get the guy's real name, but he went by Baldo, and he was bald. And he goes, no, your compressor is seized up. So we broke the serpentine belt thing, wheel was not spinning. But he fixed it up on holiday weekend, which was great, and my sister got a new compressor there and a new belt, but we had to get it charged up. So he recommended this guy in La Porte, Colorado. And if you're in La Porte, there is a good restaurant there. We went there for breakfast and had the breakfast burrito. Vern's, it's called. And it's a very good place. Food was wonderful. So we spent an hour and he recommended Charlie Brown to recharge her air conditioning system. But we got it working again and continued on our way. At one point, I said, well, we could go back and call it a day, because we had already been through the Badlands and I had never been through that park. Saw a lot of prairie dogs popping in and out of their holes. But it was a lot of different country I saw. And riding into Estes Park was very scenic, because when I went down there in 2018, I went Highway 36 into Estes instead of 34. 34 is probably the more scenic route into Estes Park. And in Estes, it was for the people of Estes, it was probably no big deal. Because it's holiday weekend, probably a lot of those people either stayed home or got out of town. There's a lot of tourists come through there. And I bought a hat. What is it? Estes Park Wildlife, and it's got a little picture of Bigfoot there. Estes Park, Colorado, and Do You Believe? And I also could have bought a shirt, but I didn't do it. Has a picture of Bigfoot, and it says, Bigfoot doesn't believe in you either. I asked on the cog rail the lady that was giving us, well, the verbal tour of stuff going up Estes. At one point, she said that anyone from Texas, and I think there were a few people, but and she said, well, you know, they say everything's bigger in Texas, at one point, there was these huge rocks and on the side of the train. But she said, this is what we call gravel here in Colorado. And we also did see, I think, kind of similar to a prairie dog. And they'd pop up and look at you a little bit. A marmoset or something. And I think we also saw a antelope or deer or something out there, wildlife. And at some point, there is not enough oxygen or something that the tree line just stops. That cannot go any further. I did ask if there were some. Oh, yeah, there's been some Bigfoot sightings. With all these wildfires in the Pacific Northwest, California, where do all the displaced Bigfoots go? I've always wondered that. But in Estes, what I did see was a mama elk and her baby wandering around downtown and eating grass or whatever, and every once in a while taking a look at the tourists to make sure they were keeping an appropriate distance, which I did. And one of my friends, well, CJ, who has been a co-host on this program every once in a while, he said, "Oh, did you go up and pet the baby?" And I said, "No, I did not want to get rammed by the mom." I said, "Well, if it would have walked up to me, I would have stood still. I wouldn't have done anything to be aggressive, you know." Common sense there. If the mama would have done anything, I would have backed off slowly. But she didn't seem too concerned and let everyone snap their photos. Cars parked all around and they were just wandering through. And we had a nice meal after seeing the elk and snapping photos. Hopefully I'll get them posted onto my infotainment Facebook page. And maybe a video, too, of our cog rail ride up to Pike's Peak. El Capitan, it was once known as. But it was a great trip overall. I can't say enough about the motels we stayed at. They were all very nice. And, I can't call it a motel. It was a hostel. It was my first time at one of those. Very, very unique experience there. A lot cheaper. But, and our ride back was very long. We went from Colorado Springs back to Worthington, Minnesota. I think I had a little car lag there for a while. I slept quite a bit after I got home. Oh, excuse me. What I had to eat tonight is coming back to haunt me. Now you may wonder why I'm calling this the title of this episode of Infotainment, Sticky Fingers in Colorado. It is because I threw together my shampoo, conditioner, and some other things. And unfortunately, I put them in a plastic bag all together. And my shampoo kind of exploded into the plastic bag. No, I did not meet up with a woman out there for that type of thing. But it is from Dr. Squatch, an all-natural soap, male hygiene products, deodorant, cologne, shampoo, conditioner. Even got a candle, I believe. And it's all-natural products. No, they are not paying me to say this, but I enjoy their products. It's not got all those harsh chemicals that the store brands do. And like I said, they are not paying me for this endorsement. But if they want to, they surely can. And anyone else who enjoys my program surely can make a donation to help me out. Maybe help with getting a camera hooked into this thing and do a live stream on my YouTube channel, which is kind of sparse with some older episodes. Maybe rev that up again and maybe put it on Facebook. I'm not sure, but you can do so. Donation of your choice to randyms12@gmail.com via PayPal. And now I think it is time to bring this podcast to a close and get it up there for you to peruse and enjoy. Also, be on the lookout for some pictures and possibly a video on my Facebook page of my travels to Colorado.
That was legitness.
Damn. How you do with smoke weed?
No, I didn't partake of that while I was out there, but I probably should have. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.